Chandu, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We present for your enjoyment tonight and every weekday evening at this time, Chandu, the magician. Before our drama starts, I would like to tell you some news, some very good news. We think it's safe to say that if you would like White King granulated soap, you can probably get it now from your grocer. You know, it has been awfully short and in many cases difficult, if not impossible, to obtain. This was because during the war years, we wouldn't let White King quality down. And we just couldn't make enough of our kind of soap to fill the demand. Then, too, lots of people moved out west from the east. And once they tried White King, they found it different from, and many liked it better than, any soap they'd ever used. There still isn't any too much White King. But if you're lucky, you'll find some at your grocer's tomorrow. And know what you'll say? Do you? You'll say, I love White King. In a narrow street in the old native quarter of Alexandria, Egypt, Dorothy Regent, her young son Bob, and her daughter Betty have been tricked into entering the dimly lighted upper room of a rug shop. Not yet realizing what has happened, Dorothy turns toward the doorway as she hears footsteps coming up the dark stairs. Chandu, the magician.
Which of these rugs did you want me to... Why, Frank, we weren't expecting you.
I thought it didn't sound like a guy walking in Arabian slippers.
Where's the shopkeeper?
Down in the shop, for the moment at least. I might have known there was something wrong when Ben Ali wasn't here.
There isn't, though, Uncle Frank. We're having fun. Just look at all the wonderful rugs hanging all over the wall.
There is something wrong. What, Frank?
We're locked in here.
Locked in? Why? Well, how did you know where we were?
Oh, he told me. He thought I didn't realize what he was up to.
Well, why did you have to get locked in, too?
Because I didn't know what might happen to you before I could find you.
We know the shop's right on the street. Let's just find a window and yell for help.
It's not as simple as that, Betty. This room probably isn't on the street at all. And I doubt if there are any windows behind those hangings.
Hey, what does that guy want, anyway?
We're not going to wait to find out, Bob. This has come much sooner than I expected.
Didn't you find the man you went to see, Frank?
No. I don't understand it.
Hey, Betty and I must have missed out on something. Who did you go to see?
Never mind, Bob, never mind.
I think we should tell them, Dot. They'll certainly be more careful if they realize what's going on.
Well, all right.
The man I went across the street to see had been following us ever since we got out of the car at the end of the street. I thought he might have a message for me.
Who from? Who knows you're in Egypt?
Well, that's one of the things I can't tell you, Bob.
You mean you don't know, or you just don't want to tell us?
Bobby.
I mean I know certain things I can't tell anyone. Now, the first thing to do is to get out of here.
If I only knew what had happened to Ben Ali.
He's the man who owns the shop, Bob.
Do you know him, Uncle Frank?
Yes, he was one of my men when I... Well, when I was here last. He's probably tied up somewhere if that swine downstairs hasn't killed him.
You really mean killed him?
I do, indeed.
Oh, Frank, the lamps are flickering as if someone had opened a door.
Someone has. Over there at the other end of the room.
The rug on the wall moved. I saw it.
There he is. You can see his white robe or whatever you call it.
Yes. That rug covers the doorway. What do you want?
Oh.
I would speak with him they call Chandu.
Chandu? Well?
You are Chandu. Aye, well, you are.
If you know that, you know more. Who are you?
My name is Joseph. I follow you in the street. You know me not. But I know you have the inner secrets of the three times three.
And are the secrets yours?
Brother of the Lotus, you have spoken.
It's all right, Dorothy. Yusuf, these you see here are my sister, Mrs. Regent, her daughter and her son.
Regent?
Do you know him?
Tell us what you know.
Many things are whispered that will not bear light of day, Ochando.
But you will tell me what you know.
I know nothing of Regent Ochando but the tomb of Muhammad.
But you recognized his name. Please tell me if you know anything of him at all. For years we thought he was dead.
Sister of Ochando, what Robert Regent did in Egypt is known to Ochando as it is to me. But that is a secret none may reveal.
Why didn't you tell me this, Frank?
It has nothing to do with Robert's being alive, Dorothy. Yusuf, do you know where I can find the Princess Naji?
The Princess Naji is in Cairo.
Cairo?
Where you must go at once.
We're locked in here, didn't you know that?
I know that Hassan in the shop below has killed Ben Ali.
I knew it,
but
dirty...
Hassan does not know the door by which I entered, the way by which you must go.
A secret door? That's marvelous.
Show me the door, Yusuf, and tell me where I can reach you when I need you again. The secrets of the 3x3 are in great danger. Where is the door?
You think to show yourselves in the streets of Alexandria again, it would mean the death of all of you.
Why, Yusuf? Why should it?
Hassan thinks he holds you here as prisoners, but if you are seen...
We won't be seen in Alexandria.
Nor in Cairo, dressed as you are, if you are wise.
Oh, come now. You don't mean that
I do, young Afandi. The danger is not alone to you, but to...
Careful, Yusuf.
Not dangerous to Daddy.
Oh, Betty, don't. We mustn't let ourselves believe he's alive. Suppose he isn't. I can't face all that again.
I know how you feel, Dot. If he's alive, there'll be a way to find him. Believe that.
You have spoken well, Chando.
You have something to suggest. What is it?
I have brought an Arabian dress for all of you. Put it on, I beg you, in the name of the secrets of the Lotus.
Dress up like Arabs? Oh, what fun.
And walk right by him, Hassan and all.
You're right, Yusuf. We'll do it. But you and I shouldn't be seen together. We'll meet you somewhere later.
You have spoken. Beyond the doorway where I entered is a small room. It, too, is above a shop, that of the baker. When you have gone into that room, close the door by pressing on the image of a mummy hook beside it.
Then we go down the stairs next door and through the baker shop to the street.
I will await you at the mosque. Chandu, you know it?
Yes. Now, hurry, everybody. Let's get into these clothes. Ready, Dot? Betty?
Yes, we're ready.
I feel like a crow in these black things. I only hope this veil doesn't slip off.
Tighten it so it won't.
It's the slippers that gripe me. You have to shuffle or they slip right off.
It must be getting dark outside by now. That'll help.
Yes. Now remember, you're the poorest kind of Arabs. Don't look around when we get down on the street or do anything to attract attention.
We won't, Frank. Can't we go now?
All right, come on. Yusuf, let the door open.
What if there's somebody in the next room?
Pay no attention to them. Walk right down the stairs and through the shop. Turn left when you reach the street. All right, go on.
Don these slippers. Betty, wait till Uncle Frank shuts the door.
Okay. The image of a mummy hawk, he said. No, here it is.
Oh, we'd never know the door was there. Bob, aren't you excited? What if Hassan should be waiting for us at the foot of the steps?
I've still got that knife we bought from him. I'll nick him.
Keep that knife out of sight, Bob. Start down. And Dorothy, you and Betty will have to walk behind us in the Arab way or you'll cause talk. Remember, you're Arabian women on your way home.
Hush.
Mother, don't you feel just like the invisible man?
Hush, Betty. We don't want anyone to hear us speaking English.
Oh, no. Mother, look back over your shoulder.
What is it, dear?
Did you see those men we just passed? They're following us.
Oh, Betty, don't begin to think every Arab on the street is pursuing us. You're imagining it.
No, I'm not. I'm going to call Uncle Frank. Uncle Frank?
Now you've attracted the attention of those lemonade sellers.
What is it? Here, turn this corner into the alley.
Oh, what a horrible place. It's filthy, Frank. Let's get out of here.
Well, never mind that now, Doc.
Uncle Frank.
What's the matter, Betty?
Two men started right down the street after us when we left the shop door. Mother thinks I imagined it, but I know I didn't.
Why can't you wait till we get back to the hotel to make up stuff?
I did not.
Were they Arabs?
Yes. You wait. I bet you see them go right by the alley.
Get back against the wall.
Look, there they go. I told you.
You're right, Betty. It's a good thing this alley is dark or they'd have seen us.
Do you really think they're looking for us?
I'm sure of it. I recognized one of them. You keep still here for a few minutes, and then we'll go out the other end of the alley and back to where Yusuf's waiting.
Who was the one you recognized, Uncle Frank?
A man who tried to kill me one night in Damascus.
Damascus? What on earth were you doing there, Uncle Frank?
I'll tell you about it sometime, Betty.
How long must we wait here? They'll realize they've missed us and come back.
Yeah. And we sure didn't fool them with these clothes.
Well, it would have been better if we'd come out one at a time. That's what we'll have to do when we leave here.
Not Betty.
Well, listen, Dot, it's the only way. Bob can go first. It's not far. Round the corner to the left and back to the mosque. None of you can miss it. It's right on the corner.
Then I go next after Bob?
No, we'll wait for a minute or so. Then your mother will go.
I'm not going to leave Betty in this place by herself. I don't care what happens.
I'll be right behind her, Dot, all the way. All right, go on, Bob.
Okay. Don't worry, Mom. It's only a couple of minutes.
When he gets to the end of the alley, you can start, Dorothy. Walk slowly. Don't look back. All right. But wait. Pull your shawl around your head. That's it.
You won't let Betty get out of your sight.
You know I won't.
Bob's out of the alley. Be careful, Frank.
It's not very much fun in this alley, is it? I hope we get back to the hotel before dark.
Well, think what fun you'll have telling your friends about it when you get home. Oh. Chin up, honey.
I'm not really scared. Look, you can hardly see Mother in the shadows down there. I guess it's a good thing these clothes are back.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the alley isn't very long.
Well, this part of the city's like a rabbit warren. A few steps and you're back in the time of Muhammad.
What?
All right, you can start now. I'll be right behind you.
Oh, I am afraid, Uncle Frank. You come with me, please. It's so dark.
All right, then. I forget you're still just a little girl. We'll run for it.
Really run?
Yes, take our chances. Ready?
Uh-huh.
Go.
Say, you certainly can run, Uncle Frank.
Just a little further. Now, there's the mosque. Slow down, Betty. Oh, there they are.
Well, nothing happened after all. Here's Yusuf. I think he was getting ready to call out the National Guard.
Where's your mother?
Well, we haven't seen her. Isn't she with you?
Monday night, Chandu continues, and you'll want to listen again for thrills and adventure. Probably tomorrow you'll be marketing, and maybe on Monday there'll be washing you'll have to do. Look, here's a suggestion. Get a couple of packages of White King soap tomorrow. Get the giant size package if you can. And will you be proud of your washing? The white things so very white. The colored things so safely guarded. The washing time shortened so considerably. The effort reduced so that you're hardly tired, and your hands feeling so good, because White King is gentle not only to clothes, but to hands as well. Know what you'll say when you've used White King, do you? You'll say, I love that soap. Chandu the Magician is based on the original radio drama created by Harry A. Earnshaw. The makers of White King invite you to listen Monday at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.